Tuesday, July 5th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we are very pleased to be able to cover yet another very positive First Amendment victory out of the Supreme Court. We've talked about Coach Kennedy, who had his right to pray in public on public school property. We've talked about Roe v. Wade. In fact, we're going to touch on that again tomorrow. But today I want to take you to a story out of the Supreme Court, a ruling that took place about a week ago, a 6-3 ruling that a Maine tuition assistance program violated the First Amendment's free exercise clause for excluding religious schools from eligibility. That has now been overturned.
The state of Maine is sparsely populated, which means the population is spread out, and it's very difficult with small population centers to be able to provide public education. So one of the things the state has done is provide financial assistance for people to make choices of private schools. It was even appropriate in the northern part of Maine to go over and participate in a Canadian school. So early on, you were able to use this for any school that was able to deliver education. But in 1981, they modified this provision of law by restricting it now that you cannot use it in a religious school, claiming that to do so would involve the state in the establishment of religion. So that has now been appealed and it's gone to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has ruled against it with a significant decision, 6-3 vote. And John Roberts, actually, the Chief Justice, wrote the majority opinion on this, in which he said that the restriction is invalid because the state is not giving money to establish a religion. The state is giving money to parents to educate their children. And it has no right to deny the First Amendment liberty that they can freely practice religion, which would include the arena of educating their children. He makes the point that this is not the state giving money to a church. This is the state providing resources to citizens to accomplish what they cannot accomplish, which is the education of their children. And it is the parents' freedom to make that decision as to however they want to use those resources, and you cannot take away their First Amendment rights in the process of making that decision. So this was a significant decision. The minority report has said, no, this is the demise of public education. Well, you know what's really interesting there is a frantic concern. If a government says we have an interest in an educated public, but instead of restricting people to one choice of a public education by violating the First Amendment in establishing an only choice of secularized educational endeavor, then we are actually going to give people that choice. And then now what you have is the government school system has to compete with other educational initiatives, and that is what is absolutely paralyzing in fear for those who are dependent upon either the resources of the public education budget or who see the public education as their instrument to groom and indoctrinate the next generation. Because now people get a choice. Now they have to compete, and they don't want to have to compete because if they have to compete, they usually come out on the losing end as these quote-unquote religious schools turn out students who think better, who think more accurately, who have a more functional world and life view, and they have even more importantly the crucial blessing of spiritual stability in their life as now family and education line up instead of being in opposition with a secular curriculum that undermines the family and any religious endeavor. So it's utterly frightening, and you can see that fear in Justice Sotomayor's minority opinion.
Harry, this has gone to a whole new level in the state of Arizona, where the state legislature and Governor Doug Ducey are in the process of passing empowerment scholarship accounts
These accounts would be vouchers for every student in the state to have the right to public education. They're setting aside $7,500 per student to allow the parents to decide where their child will go to school.
And as you can imagine, the public education lobby is up in arms and attacking the legislators in Arizona who passed this provision. Now, it was already in place, but it was limited. Thus, there were about 11,000 to 12,000 students who were getting this assistance. But as they took note of the progress and they took note of the superior education taking place, and as they sat down and thought through constitutional issues of freedom, then the Arizona legislature, and by the way, you have to acknowledge, because it was all Republicans that voted for this in that legislature, they decided, no, we're going to pass this as something for everyone. Up in Maine, it's only in the sparsely populated areas. Here, it's going to be the entire state. So instead of 12,000 students, there's over 1 million students that can now lay claim to this, which will actually elevate the educational outcomes in the state of Arizona and actually reduce the amount of money that will be required for the education of their students in the state of Arizona, and most of all, turn out a better product. Competition is always a blessing in a free republic.
Jake Hoffman, who is an Arizona state representative, also blamed the woke agenda. And that was seen very clearly up in the state of Rhode Island, where a Rhode Island mother received a bill for $74,000 after she requested information on the public school curriculum.
As a believer, I uphold the doctrine of God's providence that not all things are good, but that God causes all things to work together for good. One of the providential blessings of COVID-19 is the fact that students were sent home and education took place through technology, which meant parents got the chance to see, hear, and experience what their kids were getting in the classroom. And the woke curriculum that permeated the classroom became matters of public record. That all of a sudden alerted a whole new large contingency of parents that said, oh my goodness, I didn't know this was being taught. I didn't know teachers were saying this. And then as repressive and family-threatening regulations were placed into the public school system and the grooming of their children became evident, now all of a sudden they said, wait, we want to know more about this. And the last thing the public school system wants you to know is how they're training their teachers, what their teachers are required to say, and what is the actual curriculum. Because curriculum in a public school is a public document, the way that they now are keeping it from the parents is charging exorbitant prices, such as this Rhode Island bill of $74,000 to a parent to get access. Actually, the parent already owns that material. It was bought with taxpayer money. Clearly, this is a movement to restrict access to this material because once the parents read it and see what is being taught to their kids, they're going to want no part of it whatsoever. The last thing that the current woke culture wants is freedom. It hates freedom and it hates for choice to be given to the people. So again, I'm grateful for the decision in Maine and the legislative initiative in Arizona. Now, let me just say again, there are some great teachers and administrators in the public school system. I know them, I pastor them, and I'm grateful for them. But the system itself and the content of its curriculum is not an ally to the development of our children. It is adversarial as it deconstructs the foundational pillars of a Christian world and life view.
Pastor Reader's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. Some of the topics Harry covers includes developing a heart for the home, what about singleness, 10 practices for biblical parenting. To order your copy of this series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, go to briarwood.org/7 Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.